Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the seventh shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya, in our series on Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. We have already seen in Niflos, the Yisrael Dvarim is that the Aveira must be done on behalf of the Mishaleach. That just sums it up in one sentence. But of course, as I said, this is the seventh shir, and we've already seen so much. But that's the so that we have to know in order to continue. V'lechora tzarich bi'ur, sheyesh tzad b'taisvis, anachon lamadu, iskarnu taisvis, b'kidushin, that b'me'ila, yeshna shlichus, shel nene. In other words, we know that the anomaly, the yotzei min haklal, the chariga, is me'ila. And me'ila, we say, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. That's the normal klal of me'ila. And Tosfos declared the shaila, what about if someone is nene toch kedei me'ila? He has hana as he's being motzi mi'hekdesh. So we know that zen en of zem is chayav lormina, so maybe here we don't say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Maybe by nana we don't say. Normally by me'ila we do say. Yesh shlichus dvar aveira, there is shlichus. Maybe here there's no shlichus because he's nana. V'zeh nana v'zeh mischayv lo amrina, like Rova says. Sh'rei omar Rova she'yefshar she'yekein adovo. So Tosfos has a tzad that by me'ila there's going to be shlichus. On one hand, you're going to say it's me'ila. So, of course, there's shlichus. On the other hand, there can't be shlichus. Because it's nene. And zen nene zem is chayv lo amrina. So, there can't be shlichus. So, that's the shayla of Tosfos. What's the din about nene? But the question is that Rava says that lo yechol liot. Zen nene zem is chayv lo amrina. Zen echinami. By me'ila, normally we have shlichus. But here we can't have shlichus. Uv'yoyser yikshaken zmat zad b'Tosfos. Sheyesh kan shlichus. Uviyoser yikshekein lema shekosuv b'shut shvus yankif v'hamakne b'sugin uvichidushi hagoin Reb Chaim Halevi v'perek ches mehilchus me'ila b'halocha alef v'achriach midivre harambam v'perek zayin mehilchus me'ila halocha beiz shegam al hanoe yeshna shlichut ולא רק על הויצוע מהקדש. יאחרונם, המחריח from the Rambam, and it's 7-2 מאילה, that there is שליחוס for Hana. And not only on the Hotsa Mehekdesh. So they say, these Achronim say, that from the Rambam, that if someone is Nene, there's Shlichus. So not only if you're Motzi Mehekdesh is there Shlichus of Me'ila, but even if there's Hana, that's a Achroach from the Rambam. Aval Echi Techeina Davar, when we understand that zen en of zem is chayv lo amrina. Ve'ayen sham shebiyer b'ze agrach. Shekevan sheisur hana'a shel hekdesh. Eino din isure hanoe. Elohu midin gzeila de hekdesh. Hare lo shayich b'ze achisoroin. Shel zen en of zem is chayv lo amrina. Kevan sheikil chiyuvoi. Umidin gzeila v'lo midin hanoe. Ayin sham uma shekasav b'zeh b'birchas Shmuel b'siman chaf. So Rabbeinu Chaim explains that since the Yisr Hanav Hekdesh is not a din of Yisurei Hanoi. When you're nene, right, we have a din of Yisurei Hanoi. We're not allowed to be nene from certain things. With Zara, chule. So that's a din of Yisurei Hanoi. Nene me Hekdesh is not a din of Yisurei Hanoi. It's a din of Gzela me Hekdesh. Zadin, Zadin Gzela, Sulik Zol Mehekdesh. אין שם בדברי רב חיים, ואין כאן המקום להאריך בזה, זה לא הנושא שלנו. אז הרי לא שייך, there's not שייך לחיסרון, says רב חיים, of זה נהנה וזה מסחי ולא אמרינה, because the יסר is in איסורי הנא, the יסר is גזלה מהקדש. So since the din is, it's a din in gzela, mila is gzela, so memela is an enev, is a mischayev, lo amrinam. Memela, we're not bothered by zen enev, is a mischayev, lo amrinam. There's no chisaron of zen enev, is a mischayev, lo amrinam, because the issue here is not the hana. The issue here is the gzela mihekdesh. That's what Reb Chaim says, and the Birkas Shmuel talks about this. Baruch Beren, Kiddushin, and Simen Chaf. However, based on what we said, it still doesn't work out. Because the lack of chiyuv is not because the mishaleach was not nehene. There you can say that by me'ila you don't need the hana. All you need is the hotza. And since there's hotza, so then it goes to the mishaleach. It's on the account of the mishaleach. But that's not the issue. Ela shenovea davar mechamat hanaato shel hashaliach. The reason when there is hana that the mishaleach is in chayiv and the shliach is, it's not because the mishaleach is not nehne, it's because the shaliach is nehne. And since the shaliach does get pleasure, on whose behalf is he acting? He is acting on his own behalf. V'kevin shesoif soif nene hashliach u'baal karchach u'mesiach is hadover eilav. Since sof sof the shliach is nene, so it has to be mesiach is to him. Harim emeil leka b'zeh shlichus. Hari kol avod shel hashlichus hu shata po'el ba'ad azulat. Rak yachol lichol yot shlichus im ata po'el ba'ad azulat. You have to be acting on the other person's behalf. And if the shliach is nehne, memel, he's acting on his own behalf. So how can you say that by me'ila, where there's hana, but for me'ila, the me'ila is done through hana, that it goes to the mishaleach? The shliach isn't acting on his behalf. And parenthetically, this also would present the problem to the oinig yomtif. In simen sadi vav legabe kilayim, שאין בזה משום זן, אין לזה מסחי ולא אמרינן, כיוון שאין יסר בהנוע, אלא רק תנאי. He says, there the yisr is not the hana. There the yisr by kalayim is only a tanai, so we wouldn't say zen en of zen mischayev lo amrinan, because the yisr is not the hana, in shambay nig yamtif. Based on what we said, sof sof, the shliach is nen, and meshub memele en bezeh shlichus, it can't be mesiachis to the mishaleach. ומהייטיימה יש לומר דפשיטא ליה לתוסס במעילה. As for this reason, it is pashit. It is axiomatic to the Tosis in Me'ilu we mentioned, Chof Aleph Amid Beis, I believe it was, and the Tosis in Kiddushin and Mem Beis, that there's no shlichus. Shliach is nene, as it lo yachol letyachos l'mishaleach. Even though Rayos Gedolos of Yusham Hagrach and Birkas Shmuel Shadin Mila Dahano Machmas Gzela Gzela's Hanoi Lo Machmas Etzim Hanoi, even though they bring Koisa Rayos, that the Din Meila of Hana is because one is stealing the Hana, not because of the Etzim Hana, it's because of the Gzela. Ayin Sham Divrayim. Why? So you're so Beseder, so it's not the Etzim Hana. So why should it matter that the shaliach is getting hana, not the mishaleach? Sof sof, the yisur is the gzela, not the hana. It's the gzela's hana, not the etzim hana. So there should be no problem with zen en of zen mischayev lo amrinan. And the answer is no. Ki yikaro eino bi'i hana'ata mishaleach, ela ba'ana'ata shaliach, kofi shediaknu mirashi, ne'et ha'rashi ha'nefla v'kidushin. Sh'anoseihu anidonu, הנאת השליח, ברגע שיש לשליח הנאה, אז אנחנו אומרים שלא מתייחס למשלח, כי לא פועל בעד המשלח. He's not acting on the shalach as on his own behalf. וזה דומה למה שכוסו התספס, במסך הסנהדרין, בדף סמך בייז עמוד בייז, בדיבור המסחיל להגביע, כלפי הדין, דמסעסק בחלובים וערה ישחייב, שכן ננה. דמהייטיימה היה מוקם לחייב גם באיסורי שבס, כשעושה אס האנוכו בדרך הנועה. It's similar to what Tosfos writes vis-a-vis the din of misasek. If one is busy, one isn't focused, one isn't intentional, when one eats chaylev or does an act of arayos, still he's going to be chayev because he's nana. So Tosfos says that for the same reason, we should also be mechayev isurei Shabbos when he does the malacha with Hana. So it's definitely not Afa Pi Shevadai in the Isal Hana. Malachas Shabbos, in other words, the Malachas Shabbos is not an Isal Hana. Because the Ptur of Misasek is when the Maisa is Misiachis Eilav. In other words, why is a person Pater when he's Misasek? A person's Pater when he's Misasek because the Maisa is not Misiachis Eilav, because he's acting without Das and Kavana. So there we say, when there's Hana, so it must be that the Maisa is Misiachis Eilav, because La Maisa he gets Hana, and he's Shoke, he's no longer Misasek. And therefore Tosfos says that there doesn't have to be Hana B'Gufa Iser. As long as there's Hana B'Maisa, the Mele, he's the one who did it, and there's no longer Ptur of Misasek. So therefore, when it comes to Isurei Shabbos, which are not Isurei Hana, but if he gets Hana when he's doing the Malach, even though he's doing it as a Misasek, he's still going to be Chayiv. There's a tzad that he's going to be Chayiv. When he does the Malach of Aderech Hana, because even though he's Misasek, why? Because this way, he gets the Maisa. The Maisa is Misiachis Eilav. Just like by Misasek, the Maisa is not Misiachis Eilav. Doesn't relate to him. But he's Misasek B'chalovim V'arayis. It is Misiachis Eilav. Why? Because he gets Hanah. So Mameli's acting, he is intentional. So to on Shabbos, even though the Isser is not the Isser is not the Hanah, but since he's getting Hana from the Malach of Shabbos, so in a case where he's getting Hana, so we'd say it is intentional, it's not Misasek anymore, even though it's not the Gufa Yisr. So the same thing with Gabe Zenen of Zemischaiv. In other words, the point is, the Zenen of Zemischaiv means is that the Maisa you're doing relates to you, and if there's a Mishalech, it doesn't relate to the Mishalech. It relates to you, and you're not acting on his behalf. Just like if there's no shlichus, right, in a regular case of chalav v'arayis. Normally, if a person's misasik, he's misasik. He wasn't intentional at all. His mind was completely elsewhere. But if he gets hana, so we say, no, it was intentional. So the mice is misiachis eilav, does relate to him because he has hana. So too, zenen of zemischai, it doesn't matter what the reason for the iser is. Sof kol sof, when the person does the iser, he's not acting on behalf of the mishalech. He's acting on his own behalf. So how can you say that by mi'ila, the iser would be, if it's nene, there's going to be sheishlich l'dvar avera. Mach patli shebem yilav derechal yeshlich l'dvar avera. But here, zenen of zemischai v'lo amrina. Azeh hakushya shelanu, shebaruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, ani mekaveh shezachinu l'avin. Ve'azeh metaretz moreinu v'rabeinu moror einenu, maran rosh ha'yeshiva, zecher tzadik l'vracha, l'shmo l'zachor tavat nefesh, shetzirich lomar b'zeh kach, shemeachar shekafi shesparnu, הרי על ידי זה שישנו דברי רב ודברי התל ודברי משוימן, לא יחושב כעושה עבור המשלח. מה אמרנו? דיברנו על הכלל של דברי הרב ודברי התלמוד, דתלמיד דברי משוימן. מה הכוונה? אז אנחנו הסברנו בעריכות שהכוונה שברגע, when the Rav tells you to do something, meaning God, God's our Rav. Somebody asked me, "You chassid? Yeah, I'm a chassid. Who's the Rebbe?" The Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not to take away from any other Rebbes. We love all the Rebbes. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim. Kulam oisim be'eim avir etzayin kaina. But the Rebbe from all the Rebbes, the Havdil is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's Divrei HaRav. Divrei HaTalmid. What's my Divrei HaTalmid? Divrei HaTalmid is a human being. Or a snake, like we spoke about in the previous Shnei Shir. So when the Rav speaks, so then it's Mevatel, Divrei HaTalmid. So Memela, when one acts, one is not acting on behalf of the Talmud. Because the Divrei HaTalmid is Batel and Mevutel Ka'afr De'aro. And Memela, he's not acting avul the Talmud. And that's why we say that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim, you can't say he's acting on behalf of the Talmud. That's how we explain the Klal B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Azarei L'Chora, Azarei B'Mi'ila, Shekein Nischat Shashlichus, but by Mi'ila, we do have the Chiddush of Shlichus. Even though there's still the cloud of what happened to Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomim. By Me'ilah we have Shlichus. Ma'im HaKlal Shelanu, Shulo Po'el Avur HaMishaleach. As Harei Lechora Ba'al Korchenu Ne'amar Baze, Deshayni Me'ilah Shegam Ma'ise Shenase Avur HaShaleach Gam Kein Chayovim Olov. Me'ilah is different. Because even a ma'isa that's done for the shaliach on the shaliach's own behalf, you're also chayiv for. If he's doing a ma'isa, even if he's doing it for himself, he's chayiv. The kevan shezehu achidush b'shlichus shel me'ila, since that's the chidush of the shlichus of me'ila, that even when you act on your own behalf, when the shaliach acts on his own behalf, it still counts for the mishaleach. Harei shuv. אין כאן את החיסורים של זה נהנה וזה מסחי ולא ימרינון, או איסה סמייסה כמייסה עבור השליח. So we don't no longer have the חיסורים of זה נהנה וזה מסחי ולא ימרינון. Because זה נהנה וזה מסחי, what does זה נהנה וזה מסחי tell us? That you're acting on your own behalf and not on behalf of the משלח, but by מעילה לא אכפת לנו that you're acting on your own behalf and not on behalf of the משלח. זה כל העניין, זה כל הנידון פה במעילה שאומרים יש לך לדבר עבירה. כי לא אכפת לנו שאתה פועל בעד עצמך, שאתה פועל עבור עצמך ולא עבור המשלח, לא אכפת לנו. שרי בלאו הרחיקנו, וגם בלא הנוע, even if you wouldn't get הנוע, you're acting on your own behalf. Why are you acting on your own behalf? Because דברי הרב ודברי התלמוד ודברי מישיימן. ובכל זאת רואים שאתה חייב. למרות הדברי הרע ודברי התר מדברי מישיימן. סימן שאתה לא צריך לפעול בעד המשלח. אז אם אתה לא צריך לפעול בעד המשלח, so we say the same thing when you, there is הנוע. So the Torah is מחייב and מעילה, even without הנוע. So then if there is הנוע, then nothing changed. The Torah is מחייב without הנוע because the Torah doesn't care that you're acting on your own behalf. And therefore we also don't care that Zen Enev Zem Schaiv Lo Amrinan. Because that's the Chiddush of Me'ilah. That despite the fact that you're acting on your own behalf, it still goes to the Mishaleach. And that's why Tosis has it sad that there is Shlichus when there's Hana. And that's why the Rambam, the Achronim Machir from the Rambam, that's how he holds. ובאמת מצאנו לשיינס בניידי ביהודה בתשובה שהזכרנו בשיעורים הקודמים שמשמעותן כדברינו. אני מצטט את לשונו של הניידי ביהודה בסימן עין ה' שהוא כותב על חיוב מעילה בשליחוס דהנועה. ובמעילה לק למפטרי מטעם שלא ימצינו בכל התואר כול לזה ננה. שהרי גם זה חויטי וזה מסחי ולא ימצינו בכל התואר. ואפילו אחד במילה רחמנא רבי מגזיר השווה דתרומה, בי מילה הוא בחידש. נורמלי אין שליח דבר עבירה, יש שליח דבר עבירה. וכל עניין המילה מהני על ידי שליח, אפילו מילה שעל ידי הנוע. And all עניין המילה work על ידי שליח, if there's הנוע, because the whole word of מילה is, is that the shlichus, and we don't care that we're not going to say that, oh, we don't find that one person is nan and the other person is chayiv, because by mila we don't need shlichus. We don't need that you're acting on the other person's behalf, because we don't find zechoytev zem ischayiv, and here we say zechoytev zem ischayiv. So in the same way, we're going to say zenenev zem ischayiv. Why? Because we have a special din by meila that there's shlichus. So it doesn't matter that I'm acting on my own behalf, and it also doesn't matter that I'm the one getting the hana, which is acting on my own behalf. So the mashmos of the Nodi Yud is that he's saying some very similar to our svar, or exactly our svar. That the whole word is that zenenev zem ischayiv, that by the problem with zenenev zem ischayiv is that you're acting on your own behalf. Meila, we don't care. But because we also don't have a case that you can do an avera on your friend's behalf. It's always going to be on your own behalf, and yet you're doing the avera on your friend's behalf. And when you're getting the hana, it doesn't matter that you're acting on your own behalf. It's still going to, the meal is still going to go to your friend. And then we also saw in the Noda Behuda, another lashon. We already saw this lashon. By mila, we don't need to come on to the form of dinim of shlichus. The person is going to be mischayiv. So since we don't need to come on to the form of dinim of shlichus, memela, we say that yesh shlichut v'aravera, and memela doesn't bother us that the shlich gets the hana, because this isn't classical shlichus. Classical shlichus ain't nami. You have to be acting on the shlich's behalf, but this is not. By mila, you don't need classical shlichus. Whereas in chayish shlichut v'kadim, it was koif. So the mail is loch pat lanu she ashalich nene v'lo mishalech. V'u gam ken ki yisod malach dvareinu. As moray v'rabotai, anachnu baruch Hashem zachinu. B'chesed Hashem aleinu. Hoidu l'adinoi ki tov ki l'olam chazdo. Ay-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Hoidu Hashem ki yitoiv. Ki liyoilam liyoilam chazdoi. Dai darida. Rabbi said, we have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom. He was mezakos. And this the seventh shir on the topic of Ein Shlichut V'Aravero. Shuv, nachnu roim, yisodot neflaim, chidushim neflaim, mafligim. וראינו איך שהיסוד שלנו, איך שזה תמיד עוזר לנו לתרץ את הקושיות. ומורי ורבותיי, עוד הדרך הארוכה לפנינו. But we know that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. Rabbi Isai, if I can be a shtickle cliche-ish. Yeah, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So כל פעם אנחנו עושים צעד, שני צעדים. לא יותר מדי, אני מקווה גם לא פחות מדי, אני תמיד מתלבט, מה זה יותר מדי, מה זה פחות מדי, אבל אדם צריך להיות רגוע בחיים ולנסות רק כמי תביא יכולתו, יותר מזה אי אפשר לעשות. לתת את המקסימום, זה אנחנו משתדלים לעשות, איך אמר רבוך מודכה אזרחי, שהמינימום שלך, שהמינימום זה לתת את המקסימום. The minimum is you give your maximum and that's it. So I mean, it's Hashem, if God is kind to us and continues smiling his beautiful smile upon us, and the Or Hashem zorech aleinu, אנחנו עוד נמשיך ונראה עוד נפלאות, ויש לנו כל כך הרבה דברים שאנחנו רוצים למסור, ורק השם ייתן חיים ואושר ואושר ואת האפשרויות הכלכליות שכל אחד צריך כדי אין קמח אין תורה, שהקדוש ברוך הוא ימשיך לעזור שיהיה קמח ועל ידי כך יהיה תורה. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. I really, really appreciate it. Bli neder lamshich, shalom shalom.